we're a representative democracy is the idea, the model. But how did we get there? We got there through direct action. And that's enshrined in our Constitution and our values. You know, we have the right of revolution. Revolution does not always have to be, you know, weapons and warfare. It's also about revolutionary ideas. Mm-hmm. It's about the principles that we hold to be representative of the kind of world we want to live in. And when a given order at any time fails to represent those values, when it works against those values, I think that's the sort of dynamic that we're seeing today. We have these traditional parties that are less and less responsive to the needs of ordinary people. And that's why we see the development of this tribalism. People are going out in search of mm-hmm. their own values, and they're going, if the government, you know, or the party or whoever won't address our needs, we will. It's about that step toward direct action, because we talk about what is the response, and we say, well, the response is civil disobedience. But then the state, capital state, says, well, in order to be legitimate civil disobedience, you have to follow these rules. You know, they put us in free speech zones. Mm-hmm. They say you can only do it at this time. Mm-hmm. You can do it at this route. You can't interrupt the functioning of the government. You can't do this, that, or the other. They limit the impact, and they limit the outcomes that civil disobedience can achieve. And ultimately, we have to remember that civil disobedience must still be disobedience if it's to be effective. If we simply follow the rules that a state imposes upon us, when that state is acting contrary to the public interest, we're not actually improving anything. We're not changing anything. Mm-hmm.